Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
She's helped hundreds of businesses grow and a marketing expert, Ashley Gunther. Coming up. What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Take Action Low. Welcome to another Take Action with Low show episode. Very, very special guest. Now, this young lady here, Miss Ashley Gunther. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, dead on. Good.
Ashley is awesome. Before we dig in and start talking with her again, I just want to thank everyone. You know, this show is all about taking action, doing things different so that you, yes, you, can become better. Better in your business owner, and overall just better self. Right? Become a better version of yourself.
I love that. Betterment always.
And my guest here, Ashley, she knows what it's like to take action, to do things different in her life and in her business to be better. So, Ashley, welcome.
Thank you. I mean, I'm excited. Thank you so much for having me. Growth, betterment. I mean, it's not just about business. It's not just about money or sales. For me, it's continuously becoming just a better overall human being.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so cool, you know, how we met. We met on Facebook and we're currently, you know, active in a mastermind together. And I remember we kind of, you know, started, you know, having a conversation and you were sharing some things. I think you were sharing some things on the first mastermind call. And I was like, man, she's pretty awesome. So
anyway,
I asked you, you know, to be on the show and you was like, sure. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Well, let's dig in. And so folks can get to know a little bit more about you. You are a business growth specialist. Now, before you really kind of share and break that down for folks, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in this particular industry.
Okay. Well, I mean, we got to kind of take it all the way back, so I'll make it a super short story. You know, I grew up in Maine, so I'm from Maine. I'm from, you know, the mountains where there wasn't a lot going on. There wasn't a lot of opportunity. I didn't come from a strong mindset family. So at the age of 21, I had the opportunity to move to Nashville, Tennessee, and I've lived here ever since. And when I moved to Nashville, my big dream was to be more than I ever thought I could be and be more than what everyone else always thought that I could or couldn't be. And I moved here and I dove into the, you know, nine of working and working warehouse jobs and that, you know, trading all that time for money. And I was miserable. I ended up getting sick and the whole online industry opened up, internet marketing, affiliate marketing, all that. So my journey there started about 10 years ago. And to date, over those 10 years, I've run a marketing agency. I've mentored a few thousand people online. And then 3 years ago, lending was a lending opportunity fell into my lap. So I dove into lending And so with COVID, really creating a brand new society in some ways, I decided to pivot myself like many small business owners. And I kind of rebranded myself into the business growth specialist because my skill set, my knowledge, where I best help people is to figure out maybe what they're lacking and what they're missing when it comes to branding, sales, marketing, help them create a plan that works with their skill set, that works with their personality, and to help them grow their brand like the big brands so they can achieve their goals times 10. And I also inject cash if they're looking for expanding or opening up franchising equipment. I also do the lending. So I've created this kind of all-in-one ecosystem for small business owners to help them grow.
That is fantastic. And one of the words that you said there was pivot. And that's something that mm-hmm. we've all had to do as entrepreneurs.
Yep.
You know, since everything started happening earlier this year, mm-hmm. which is still crazy, but how important, because it sounds like obviously you're innovative as well, how important has making the pivot and the shift been for you during this time? And also, you know, just kind of maintaining yourself, because, you know, that's a whole nother element. You know, you got your personal life going on, you got all the chaotic things that's going on, and you're mm-hmm. in the process of pivoting your business. Can you talk a little bit about that process and things that to kind of get through?
I feel like I could write a memoir just on that, right?
Yeah.
So COVID affected so many, and for most it was some type of negative experience, meaning loss of revenue. Maybe they completely lost their business. People lost their jobs. When you think about it, there were children having to be home 24 hours a day and not being fed. People were stuck in abusive relationships, being stuck at home. Like the impact is so much bigger again than business. It's a human impact, right? And depression got it was rampant. People that had never felt depression before was feeling it. The people that are susceptible, like myself, to depression, anxiety, things like that, it escalated. Now, that's not to say some people flourish, and I love to see that there was still some hope in some areas where there was, again, a more positive in your face betterment. But the negative impacts were insane. It's pure insanity. And me being in the lending industry, I had solely focused the last almost 3 years on lending and growing myself as an expert in lending, which I am. I'm an expert. I'm able to help people with any type of financing for their business, for a startup, e-commerce, all of those things. And when COVID hit and businesses shut down, the lender shut down. I went from being able to fund nearly everyone to businesses not producing revenue. If you're not producing revenue, banks and lenders aren't going to lend to you. The lenders themselves are companies. They shut down. Some lenders will never come back. So when you go from having all of these options to very few, and the very few aren't anything that's fast, you know, my personal income and my business went from steady and good and an incredible blessing that takes care of, you know, my needs full time to I need to figure something out for myself. And what came out of it, though, was I have so many other skills that I've been freely sharing here and there. I'll do videos and give nuggets, but there was no hidden agenda behind it. I wasn't selling anything. I wasn't like, hire me for this. I was doing lending and I saw that there was needs. People didn't know how to market. People didn't know how to leverage Facebook. They didn't know what's great content. So I was like, well, shoot, I'll just do these videos. And then people started coming to me like, hey, can you help me? And so I was like, you know what? I'm doing a disservice by not being open to working with certain people and by not spreading this. So my pivot was out of number one, survival. Number two, acknowledging that I have a skill set that I really should be sharing with people. And you know, when you're hit hard or when things don't work out or there's a fork in the road, you have two options. You can not trust the process and be upset and think it's a failure and look at it very short-sighted and be like, I did all this work for nothing. And you can blow it up. And sometimes you have to have that moment. Sometimes we still struggle with removing the negatives or the things that block us. It's always going to be a process. We have to give ourselves grace and we have to, you know, make a better choice. But when you take the moment and realize this is a part of the process. I got into lending out of just crazy, out of the blue circumstances. That wasn't something I was looking for. It's like when they say looking for love, you don't look for love. It just happens when you're ready. You have to realize that the ready moment isn't like some beautiful Cinderella Disney thing. Sometimes right, the beautiful right. moment is everything coming crashing down and you going,
burning.
I didn't have a plan B. Yeah, I didn't have a plan B. So what am I going to do? Let me look at what I have to offer. And really, I was cutting myself short and I was cutting others short. So it was a blessing. The struggle, and it always is when you're through it and you're on the other side and things start to go better. You start to get what you want, what you assume that you want and need and how everything's supposed to go. Then you'd be like, oh, I get it now. I know for me, 2020 has had me fully in the moment going, okay, that's what this is. It's going to be okay. This has happened a thousand other times to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Those pep talks, those self pep talks and those self reminders, right?
Yep. I'm here. We got this. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. There's so many things that you said within that, that statement there. One of the things is you're one of the things that I had to do as well. When this hit, you kind of, you know, when things, certain things are impacted in your business, you have to pull from those other skill sets that you have and start sharing those. That's something that we've done as well. And, you know, you're right. It's like, man, why come I wasn't doing more of this to share and help other entrepreneurs?
Right there. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's my next question to you, you know, for the listeners listening, what type of businesses is it small mom and pops, you know, so maybe solo entrepreneurs, or is it bigger businesses? What type of businesses do you help to get funding for?
So for businesses, honestly, we can do in the millions. For me personally, I've done a lot of startups and I've done a lot of e-commerce because for my previous years out of lending, I was very much a part of the direct sales network marketing affiliate marketing niche. So I had a very strong following. I had several thousand followers from that and it was organic. And so naturally, I was already an expert and I had already helped thousands of people. Again, not just with marketing or with sales, but being a person they can come to and talk to about almost anything. I've always, because of my consistency and because I am friendly and I love to authentically network and meet new people, my willingness, so many people are like, I can't even believe you responded. It's so strange how many people will ignore. I was having a phone call this morning and it was quite amazing. And the female that I was speaking with, she's considering, you know, hiring me for a mentor. And she made a comment about, how do you feel? Cause I mentioned being on this, this afternoon with you. And she goes, how do you feel like your friends and your family, the people that listen to it, how does that make you feel? And I was like, honestly, I don't care, friend, family, stranger, whatever. I was like, I think it's absolutely incredible that anyone reads my posts, that anyone takes 5, 10, 15, 20, an hour long out of their day to listen to me speak, to watch a video, to watch, like, that is incredibly impactful. Yeah. I'm so grateful because never in my life did I ever think that I would be a person that someone would give their time to. Mm-hmm. I never thought that. And I go online and I post a video and I get, you know, 1,000 views or a few thousand views and people are sharing it and people are sliding in my inbox and they're thanking me for just sharing my stuff, for sharing my life, for sharing my thoughts, for sharing, you know, the challenges. And I was like, so I just think it's the most beautiful gift anyone can ever give me. And it carries a big responsibility for me to continuously want to be a better human. So I can give people great I can help people get funding. I can help people grow their business. At the end of the day, I want them to be like, you know what? Ashley's got my back. She genuinely cares. And that's what I'm trying to leave people with.
And that's fantastic. And you do. So I've definitely checked out.
Thank you.
Some of your lives that you've done on Facebook where you're sharing.
Thank you.
You know, yeah. Bits and pieces of your story here and there. And it's very powerful. And the powerful thing about it is that it's the stories. We all have them. We all have stories to tell and to share if we choose to.
Yeah.
That will help and impact and transform other people's lives. You just have to get outside of that fear of what other people think about you and understand that you're here to share your story to help someone else. And it's taken me, it took me a while. It took me some years. Number one, to get comfortable in my own skin, to be comfortable enough to come out, you know, as a lesbian woman with my wife, it took me a while. It took me a while. And I think only after the last few years, I got to the point to where it was actually after my great grandmother passed away, the day of her services, after her services, I just kind of looked up in the sky and was like, you know what? I'm just going to be me. I'm going to authentically be me and share with the world some of these other things that I've hidden because of fear. And a part of that has been my story. So thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. And whenever I can catch a live and you kind of get in a little deep, it's inspiring to me. I just want to say thank you so much. Absolutely.
No, and I appreciate it. I feel like it's a part of my obligation because I'm given this gift. You know, social media can be very negative. It can be very full of hate. It can be a bad thing. Anything can be bad, I think, and anything can be good, right? But social media can be beautiful. And for me, I've been bullied my whole life. I was bullied and abused by my parents. I was bullied and abused by teachers. I was bullied and abused by my peers. And at the end of the day, I bullied and abused myself. And I carried that on. And when I removed myself from those situations, I was still bullying and abusing myself, and I didn't realize it. I wasn't always good to other people, and I definitely wasn't good to myself. And I did that for years. And honestly, it took me being in a toxic, violent relationship for me to wake up one day and realize that this person I was allowing to hurt me on so many different levels was actually teaching me how much I needed to learn to love myself. And, I really took some time and dove into that. And that was like the greatest gift. I just keep talking because that was the most incredible gift someone could have given me. And I'm not sure, unfortunately, how else I could have learned that lesson. So I say this very, very humbly, and I'm not, of course, condoning or supporting being in toxicity. But I will say that that's the one thing I really try to focus from that relationship is realizing that I wasn't loving myself at all. And ever since then, I have given myself way more love than I ever have. And I'm still working on it every day. But if it wasn't for that one moment, that one situation really catapulting me again, I go about my life like who I am in business is absolutely who I am in real life. Like I'm the person that holds the door open for everybody. I give the homeless people the money. I don't care what their story is. I don't care. You're standing out here. I'm not going to stand out here. That's fine. I give to charities. I do the things that I deem is good and fit and kind. I say hello to everybody. Just kindness. You know, I work to do everything with kindness. I want to see after I've spoken with someone for them to have that smile on their face or something because you never know what someone's going through.
Yeah.
So that's my content of character in life. And of course that transfers over in business. And honestly, I think that's the greatest asset and skill that I have is the genuine, authentic care. Cause that's just who I am. I love that. I love being that person. I feel so good.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
You know, it feels good. And like you said, kindness, you know, which, you know, the world is missing a lot of right now. just being grateful, you know, to each other. I'm talking about to us, to each other, to, you know, our, you know, mankind. And it just feels so much better when you're on that side of it, to me. The love, you know, the love, the happiness, the kindness, the gratefulness, you know, when you're able to help someone else. Because when you're helping someone else, it helps you. And I heard a saying a long time ago, you know, you're going through something and you're feeling some kind of way and sad. One of the best things you can do to help yourself get out of that funk is go help somebody else. And that's not necessarily giving them money. It's maybe a phone call or a text message or calling a grandparent that you haven't talked to or an aunt, anything like that. And it's true. Good stuff. So let me ask you another question. What do you do now? Name a couple of things now that you keep you motivated. You know, on those days it's really heavy and you're like, oh, geez, just the weight of whatever. What do you do that keeps you motivated, keeps you going?
Good question. So I used to push myself and push myself and push myself. And when I needed to actually take the time for self-care, I didn't. And I will let everyone know, like, people want to say grind 24/7 and push yourself and keep pushing and don't wuss out. Like, yeah, that's great. But you also have to rest. Like, you also have to take care of yourself. Your health comes first. I was sick a few weeks back and I was sick all week and it left me so far behind. And if I would have taken better care of myself consistently and not slacked on some things, I wouldn't have been a week behind. So it's like self-care, take care of yourself, give yourself grace when you need a minute now. I call it feeding the monster. If you're depressed or you're struggling, give yourself an hour, unplug. But when I say unplug, like for real, don't go on social media. Don't look at your emails. Don't have deep conversations. Unplug, whether that's maybe you exercise or you read or you cook or you do whatever it is that authentically relaxes you. Unplug for that hour and then go do the thing. When you feed the monster and give yourself a day and then 2 days and 3 days off, that you're not giving yourself a break. You're feeding into the anxiety, the depression, and feeding into the overwhelming fears, thoughts, all the things. So there's, and I hate this word, I even don't even like the word hate, but there's a balance. So you have to work and work with purpose and work, you know, at a higher quality. You also have to make sure you're eating and getting enough sleep and doing those things. That's something that I've shifted the last few years that have helped me through my depression and the waves, is giving myself grace, practicing the self-care, you know, meditating, reading, doing something that's fun and not feeling guilty about it. And the real unplugging, I'm sure 90 plus, this is, I'm making up this statistic, but I feel so good about it. Like 90 plus percent of anyone that says they're unplugging, they don't really unplug. They don't really unplug, you know, they don't. So we have to separate ourselves from the things, give ourselves some time to relax. Our brain, our hearts, our bodies, they need time to relax. And then go back and do it. But don't give yourself it's always about extremism. Anytime we're operating in any form of extremism, it's not good.
Yeah.
Overeating, undereating, it's not good. We have to take better care of our bodies, and our hearts, our souls, our minds. And finding things that relax us that are actually relaxing, like watching what I call garbage TV. I don't judge anyone for watching garbage TV. No joke. The anxiety, or you're feeling depressed, or these things, and you watch the news, or you watch these highly dramatic shows, or you're listening to really intense music, or certain behaviors and things, it's going to feed into that. So you think you're unplugging. You're like, I'm going to watch my favorite Criminal Minds, and I'm feeling all anxious. It's going to make you more uncomfortable, and you're like, but I'm relaxing.
Right.
So We got to learn how to calm our souls and give us some time. Bubble baths are great. Highly recommend. Meditative music. I'm a hippie, though. I'm into, you know, crystals and meditation and humming, all the stuff. Some people aren't into that. So sometimes you just got to sit around in a quiet room.
Absolutely. No, I agree. Everything you said. Yeah, that's excellent advice. Unplug is the main thing, you know, for those of you that's listening, just unplug from everything for a minute and get yourself together. Man, this has been a great interview. It took a turn, but I like the turn that it took. So, and I believe it's helping. If it's helping those of you that's watching, I want you to make a comment, post a comment below. Ashley, one last question before I let you go. So if people want to get in touch with you, well, it's two questions. Where can they go? And also, are you able to help? Because I know a lot of the entrepreneurs, they follow me, are in the real estate space, real estate investing space. Are you able to help real estate investors? And is there like credit, certain, you know, credit score, or can you help, you know? Yeah. So can you share a little bit about that?
I mean, Facebook, you can always hit me up on Facebook. That's how most everyone talks to me. If we start talking business and, you know, documents need, we'll switch over to email or something more professional. But follow me on Facebook. I do help real estate. We have real estate geared products, and then we have general products. When it comes to credit, I mean, your credit score will always matter. We do have programs for more challenging credit. And of course, everyone has programs for good credit, right? But I do have other programs that some people don't have. The biggest thing with working with me is it's not just I'm going to get you a loan. It's the full-on process. I'm going to help you get financing that aligns with your goals for now and later. I'm going to guide you and teach you how to strengthen your file so you can grow into better rates and to longer terms. So there's a lot more than just simply getting a loan, which you can get from many others. I give you the roadmap and the guidance and just overall I'm a cheerleader. But yes, I can do real estate, again, startups. I even do personal loans if people want to, you know, consolidate their credit cards and shoot their scores up. When it comes to lending, whether I do it personally or I have somebody that I can outsource to, we have some really great programs. And then follow me on Facebook for the most part. That's where I'm most active.
Fantastic. And I will definitely provide the link. It's provided below around this video. And I'm going to be in touch with you as well. But Ashley, I appreciate you so much. This has been a man, it's been great. This time has been great. Thank you for sharing everything. And everybody, you already know what to do. Listen to this again, share it with a friend, and most importantly, go take action. Take care.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.